Okay, guys. Settle down. There are plenty of s'mores for everyone. Here we go. Graham crackers, chocolate, and my personal favorite, oversized marshmallows. Have at it. This is our last night here, so we have to make the most of it. And how about you, miss? Would you like a s'more? I didn't think so. But I do have this Jiffy Pop. What? Don't look at me like that. Have you ever had Jiffy Pop over a bonfire? It's like the very height of French cuisine. Just trust me. It's hard to believe it's our last night here, huh? You know, I gotta say, when you suggested we get summer jobs together, I didn't think it would be as camp counselors. But you were right. It has been a really great way to make some extra money for college. And I can't say I've hated spending all this time with you in the great outdoors. Here, you want a drink? Oh, come on. No one cares if we have, like, one drink at the bonfire. It's our last day. Live a little. So, I was thinking, once we get these rugrats off to bed, you and I could finally sneak out to that old cabin by the lake. Come on, we've been talking about it all summer. This is probably the last chance we'll get to break the rules like this together. And don't even pretend you're not into that Jason Voorhees shit. I know you've seen Friday the 13th a bunch of times. Mostly because I went with you. So do we have a deal? Tonight, after lights out, I'll meet you by the flagpole. Yeah, I know. But you'll show up. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Tommy's about to set himself on fire. I better get back to actually supervising. See you tonight. Tommy! Put down that twig before you barbecue yourself. Are you a marshmallow? No? Then keep away from the flames, dude. Boo! I know. I wasn't very stealthy. I put all my stats into charm. Oh my god, if you could see your face right now. You're giving me that, oh my god, my best friend is such a dork look. Don't get me wrong. It totally looks good on you. So, you beat me here. You must be looking forward to our little adventure. Come on. It's up this way. And here. An extra flashlight. Because I knew you'd forget yours. What would you do without me? You know, this has probably been one of the best summers of my life. I mean, aside from the fact I don't have a maternal bone in my body, and yet somehow managed to keep the 8 kids in my cabin alive for a month. I mean, yeah, I got to hang out with you every day. And once all the kids were down for the night, we got to just walk down by the lake or hang out in the counselor's cabin. It's actually been a lot of fun. That's all I'm saying. It was a good idea you had. But don't gloat or I'll be forced to exact my revenge. How about you? Did you have fun? It's good to hear you say that. I know you've been pretty stressed about all the huge changes coming this year. And although we'll be at different colleges, it's not as if we won't see each other again. I mean, after all, whom's the fuck else can you trust to be an absolutely horrible influence on you? Oh, hey, wait, it's up here, to the right. Yes, I'm sure, we just have to follow this path. You know, it's kind of funny that for two chicks who have seen, like, every horror movie ever, we're awfully comfortable walking through the woods in the middle of the night to a cabin that's off limits. You're not scared at all? You don't want me to hold your hand? So you do want me to hold your hand. Well, come here then. See, I'll protect you from the mosquitoes. Oh, here we go. Come on, I swiped the key from the main office. Oh, hey, this actually isn't that bad. It's got like a neat, rustic vibe to it. Here, take my backpack. I brought some food and drinks and a radio so we could properly enjoy the weed I also brought. I promised you we'd have a good time tonight, and I scored a little off Derek. There's a blanket in my bag. You want to help me get it set up? Oh yeah, we're camping in style tonight. Perfect. You comfy? Me too. Listen, before we do anything else, there's something I need to tell you. No, I'm not Jason Voorhees. Come on, I'm being serious. I wanted to be alone with you so I could talk to you. Really, talk to you. I'm gonna miss you, you know? I mean, of course I'm gonna miss you, you're my best friend, but there's something that you don't know, and I need you to know it. God, this really isn't the smooth speech I practiced when I was in the shower this morning. I like you. A lot. And not just as my best friend. I want to make one thing really, really clear to you, though. I totally understand if you don't see me that way, or if you're not even into girls, and if that's the case, then no harm done. I don't want to lose our friendship, but this is like my last chance to tell you how I feel before everything changes. I have feelings for you, of the non-platonic variety. I have a crush on you. Always have, even before I had the words to describe my feelings. You're everything I could ever want in a partner. I know you already know that I'm bisexual, but when I think about who I might end up with someday, it isn't a man or some woman. It's you. You're my fucking dream girl. And I figured, if you feel the same way, then we could spend the night here with each other before we have to leave. I don't mean to shock you, like I said, and I'm totally okay if you don't like me.
Oh, shit.
So, forgive me for being obtuse, but does this mean that you do like me?
Okay, I'll shut up.
Fuck. Your mouth tastes even better than I imagined.
Just keep kissing me.
Slide your hands over my body. I'm gonna squeeze that delightful ass of yours. I seem to remember you once told me you liked spanking. And I've got to say, I think your ass would look lovely if I reddened it. You want me to take charge? I know you like that. See, that's one of the biggest benefits of being my best friend. I already know your secrets. So is that how you want it? Say yes, and I'll tell you exactly how to please me. Oh, sweetheart. I'm not sure you're ready to have what you're asking for. Maybe you should beg for it. Beg me to teach you how to please me. You sound so sweet when you beg. And that's it. Stand up for me and take your clothes off. Slowly, so I can watch you unwrapping my present. You have such a beautiful body. You're built like my ideal goddess, you know. And seeing you standing there, taking off your clothes so you can display yourself for me? Fuck. Stand still. Close your eyes. I'm gonna stand behind you and slowly caress the side of your body, dancing my fingertips down the side of your breast and over your ribs and around to press the flat of my hand against your stomach. Your skin is so soft and smooth under my fingertips. Take off your pants and panties. Leave the bra. Good girl. Somehow I knew that would get a reaction. Did you think I'd forgotten? Never. So be a good girl and take off your pants and panties. Oh, fuck. You're so beautiful. Come over here and put your elbows on the counter. Arch your back. Spread your legs. While I caress your ass and... Oh, fuck. I was right. Your skin is so sensitive. It's already turning red. Feels good, doesn't it? It's so sexy watching your ass bounce like that when I spank you. But what if I go just a little lower? And spank that beautiful cunt. You're already so wet and needy, aren't you? Say it. Tell me your greedy cunt is wet and needy. You sound so beautiful when you're driven by need, and logic is nowhere to be found. I'm gonna part your lips and hold my hand still, and I want you to roll your hips and grind against my fingers. Rub yourself against them just like that, while my other hand undoes your bra, like this, pushing it off your shoulders and taking your sensitive nipple between my fingers. Does it feel good? My fingers pinching you while you grind against me? Do you need my fingers inside you? Say it. Say you want me to finger fuck you. That's a good girl. Come on for me, sweetheart. We're all alone here in this cabin. You can be as loud as you want to. Feel my fingers slipping in and out of you. My thumb rubbing over your clit. My teeth and tongue on your neck. Do you want to come for me? Beg for it. Beg me to make you come all over my fingers. You sound so sweet. Come for me. Come on, come. Let yourself go. That's it. Fuck, you sound so good when you fall apart. I need to taste you. Lick your honey off my fingers. Oh, I'm not done with you yet, sweetheart. Definitely not. I'm gonna make you come over and over again until you're weak. Oh, really? You wanna lick my pussy? Well, you're just gonna have to wait. Sit up on the counter and spread your legs. I told you I wanted to taste you. I wanna feel your sweet little quim quivering around my tongue. Like this. Fuck, you taste so good. Roll your hips into my face, that's it. Oh. feel good swirling around your clit and slipping inside your hole. And it comes for me again. With your legs wrapped around my neck. Your fingers in my hair. And my fingers tugging your perfect nipples. And come for me. Be a good girl. And come. That's it. So close now. Oh, let go and come. You are so sexy when you come. Oh, really? You want to taste me now? Damn, sweetheart, let me help. You're desperate for my pussy. I'm so fucking wet and turned on. Hey, wait a sec. Look at me. Are you sure you want it? Okay. I do too. Oh my God, you're... Oh fuck, that feels good. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh, keep going. Oh my God, you're doing so good. Oh, you're such a good girl for me. Oh, eat my pussy. No, I'm not gonna last very long. Oh my God, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck me with your tongue. No. Oh, yes. Oh, scrape your teeth against my clit. Oh my God. Oh my, I'm gonna come. Oh God. Oh my God. No, that was so, so much more than I expected. Oh, you're incredible. Oh, come here. Curl up with me. Hell yeah, I'm lighting this up now. You just rocked my world, lady. Fuck, I need my heart rate to relax. I don't think I've ever come so fast in my life. Plus, it's really sexy to blow the smoke into your mouth. Uh-huh, like this. So, damn. That was intense. You were amazing. I was amazing too, if I do say so myself. Ah! What was that for? You nearly murdered me with your beautiful thighs when you came, so I must have been good. I'm really glad we did this. Whatever comes after, school and life or whatever, we can deal with all that later. Right now, I just want to lay here with my head on your chest, smoke some weed, have some snacks, and then head back to camp before anyone misses us. Oh, I feel like I should let you know that from now on, BFF has a second meaning. You want to know what it is? Yes, you'll probably smack me for this. Best fuck forever. Oh. You know, for what it's worth, it also still means best friends forever. I love you, weirdo.